Okay, everybody, here we go. It's me, Gregory Manorino. Wednesday, January 17th, 2024. This is my pre-market report. Let's start off with this. If you're watching the dollar this morning, the 10-year yield this morning, stock futures this morning, it's telling you a story. That story is pretty simple for me to understand, and I want you to understand it as well. There is fear gripping the market right now. I'm not saying this is anything overwhelming, but some fear nonetheless. The dollar on a relative strength basis, or the Dixie, is now over 103. This is a pretty profound move over the last several weeks here. Again, this is uneasiness for now with regard to the market seeing what's happening in the Middle East and where this is going. Clearly, it's escalating over there. What did we find out yesterday? Iran launched a missile into Iraq, which killed children. You see how they're selling this to you? Okay. First of all, we have no way to tell if this actually happened. But notice the wording here. The missile fired from Iran, who has a big fat target on it, from the United States. Is now, the propaganda ministry wants you to think, okay, or believe, true or not, children were killed here indiscriminately. And again, they're trying to sell this to you. Why Iran is the enemy. Why we have to target Iran. Why we have to kill people in Iran. It's all about Iran right now. Iran, Iran, Iran. And you know what this is all about. No one has covered this more than me, I don't think. Okay, this is to send a message to the BRICS nations. Do not threaten the petrodollar. The market's seeing this right now and is a little uneasy. There's no doubt about it. And you have the phenomenon of this 10-year yield. Again, look, without the Federal Reserve getting in here and buying more debt, what the Federal Reserve is hoping will happen here is the market participants will get in here and buy the debt themselves to keep rates suppressed. There's a problem here, obviously, okay? Who in their right mind would want to own government debt here? Okay, you see what I'm talking about? So the Federal Reserve must act, and they must act soon, and I believe that they will. Again, we're seeing this 10-year yield rise, which is interesting. You would expect to see, and we've seen this before repeatedly, you would expect to see the 10-year yield dropping on the prospect of more war. Doesn't seem to be happening right now, but you're getting this knee-jerk into the dollar, and that's putting pressure on commodities pretty much across the board. Not too much on gold and silver right now. Crude oil is under pressure. Cryptocurrencies are under pressure this morning as well. So there's a few things that are in play here. And the market's trying to figure out what's going on. And again, understanding the two factors that drive this market, fear and greed. Fear is much stronger. So you can expect some volatility here until the market figures out what's going on. They're probably going to float out some Fed presidents pretty soon to calm the market, to talk the 10-year yield lower, at least attempt to, before they get in here and buy it. Look, the Federal Reserve has no magical power. No central bank does. When they say they want to keep rates low, they have to get into the market and make it happen. People have no idea this is how it works. But they can't just say it. Excuse me, I got something in my eye. Anyway, so with that said, we need to keep our eyes on risk. And risk in the market is the ultimate gauge, okay? And we have one. That is the MMRI, Manorino Market Risk Indicator, free to everybody. Excuse me again. Wow. Link in the description of this video. This is bad. Anyway, so that's rising. The MMRI is climbing. I fully expect this to drop once the market figures out, okay, there's going to be more war. If you look at, look, we're clearly marching into, we're in the very early stages of World War III. That's a fact. Okay. If you look at the way markets react prior to world war breaking out, or any war, major war, the initial response is a drop. Okay, that's, again, that's fear, and then all of a sudden it comes back like gangbusters. That's what appears to be setting up here for the market as well, all right? As long as they can keep risk at bay. Risk is the key here. That's why we can use the MMRI. We can look at the 10-year yield. We can look at the dollar on a relative strength basis. This gives us a really good picture as to what is going on here. Anyway, look, just don't be fooled by the propaganda. Talking about propaganda, this is incredible. Okay, if you're paying attention to the mainstream media, again, they're all getting the same script this morning. So yesterday we found out that business activity here in the United States is collapsing. Business activity is collapsing here in the United States. Any reading below zero is contraction. We're at negative 40, what's the number? I had to write it down this morning. Negative 43.7. Now, what the mainstream media is doing, and they're all doing it, they all get the same script, is they're trying to downplay this. Oh, we're not going into recession. Oh, we're going to have a soft landing. This is what they're trying to sell you as well. And you know that it's going to be the polar opposite. It's like the economy around the world is collapsing. As a matter of fact, let's move forward here. We found out inflation in Europe is hitting the consumer very hard, as it is here in the United States, harder than expected. It continues to rise. Imagine my shock. Imagine your shock. Inflation in the UK surprises to the upside. Surprised who? Anybody here who lives in the UK that follows this blog, are you surprised? No. This is going to get much worse here. Inflation everywhere is getting much worse. It's got nowhere to go but worse from here, especially when the prospect of they're setting up the scapegoat. It's the Houthis. It's Iran. It's what's happening in the Red Sea. Shipping costs. All that's going to be passed on to you. And they're going to blame the war, expanding war, for inflation. It's a setup. You're being set up. I hope you understand that. I really, really do. Another thing that's kind of interesting here, Standard & Poor's comes out talking about corporate debt defaults skyrocketing in 23, worse than expected, and they expect that to get worse in 24. Look, forget about, you know, debt across the board is being defaulted on. And as a matter of fact, the United States is already in a technical debt default, because if it weren't for the Fed buying it all, well, this whole thing would end, but fast, you understand? And it's going to. Anyway, looking back over here on the market, there's clearly fear going on. The market is trying to figure out what's happening. And you and I are already clear on this, okay? War is expanding. We've been talking about this for I don't know how long, okay? It's going to expand much more in 24. Iran is the target. They want Iran involved. Iran is going to be hit directly with U.S. attacks. It's a matter of time before it happens. They got to sell this to the people. Children are dying. It's Iran's fault. It's Iran's fault that this is happening. It's Iran that's doing it. It's Iran, you know, and they know where the weapons of mass destruction are. They're in Iraq somewhere that they never found, but they're still over there, of course. You know, all the lies, all distractions, deceptions, and that's what's being set up right now. It's out of control. It really, really is. That's pretty much where we stand today on all this. As always, pay attention to what's going on. Raise your awareness. Watch for more deceptions, distractions, and how they're setting this entire thing up. It's an amazing thing. You would expect this. When I saw the report that Iran apparently fired a missile, we have no proof of this, okay, and it hit indiscriminate targets somewhere in Iraq and killed children, I just couldn't, you know, it's obvious, you know, what's going on here. They're killing children. We have to go after them. And there are a lot of people here, I read the comments, that do believe that Iran, people in the Middle East are the enemy, of course, and they've fallen through that trapdoor that's been set for them, unfortunately, without any firsthand knowledge. They believe the propaganda. They believe the tell-lie vision. They believe the programming. And in my view, it's pathetic. These people got to wake up, unfortunately. They probably won't. They're locked into it, as they always are. The lies, the falsehoods, the fakery, it's simply out of control. The creation of hatred among people, nations around the world, they can't allow us to come together. You know that, because then we could take back the system, and they don't want that. They fear that more than anything else. They want people separated by every manner that they can possibly do. Anyway, so that's where we stand, people. I think we covered a lot today. I want to hear from you. What do you think about this? Were you shocked when you heard about children being killed and it's Iran's fault? You shocked about what you're seeing at all? Inflation rising around the world, UK, Europe across the board here in the United States. Are you surprised about this? Is it really shocking to you? The downplaying of abysmal economic data yesterday. Oh, no. Don't worry about business activity that's literally stopping here in the United States. Don't worry about the announcements that are being made all over the place. Mass layoffs that you and I have been talking about before anybody else. Imagine our shock. Imagine our shock here. They can't surprise us. We are so far ahead of the curve with regard to this freak show. It's unbelievable, at least in my view. All right. Love you a lot. As I said, I want to hear from you. I will see you later, 4.05 p.m. Eastern Time with the live stream. Have your questions ready for me. Let's do this. That's it, all right? See you later.